Hello, this is Innocent Mwangi, and today I want to talk about how you can use Twitter to make your brand stand out. And when I talk about branding here, I'm talking about both corporate and personal branding. Imagine your brand among the top dogs, such as McDonald's, KFC, Coca-Cola, Apple Inc., Google, LinkedIn, Twitter. And the last one, Twitter, can push your brand to the top 100 brands in the world. Even a social media platform such as Instagram and Snapchat continue to soar in popularity, Twitter is a critical platform for brand recognition. For instance, whether you like Donald Trump or not, he has effectively used Twitter to keep the world on edge. He has also coined meaningless words such as Covfefe. The former US president as well, Barack Obama, also used Twitter and other social media platforms to build both his personal and official brand. But why has Twitter become so popular among both personal and corporate brands? It all comes down to WITS, W-I-T-S. Twitter allows you to convey important and not so important messages in a humorous conversational way that speaks directly to a brand. Due to the brevity of tweets, 140 words, Twitter forces you to say what you have to say in a sentence or two. In a world rearing under information overload and excessive communication full of fluff, everyone appreciates Twitter's knack of cutting to the core of the message, cutting to the chase. In any case, people's online attention span is in the seconds, not in minutes or in hours. If you don't say what you have to say within this window, you have lost them to the competition. And in any case, there are perhaps millions of others tweeting at the same time you are tweeting. Most of the time when you put out a tweet there, within a second it's gone. Your tweet has to say what it wants to say before it gets buried at a barrage of other tweets on the same topic. So we need to learn how to leverage on Twitter to push our brand to the top. And big brands have discovered the immense power of Twitter. The witty remarks, playful banter that characterize successful tweets have a unique way of connecting with different audiences across the social media spectrum. If your brand cleverly communicates with viral memes and witty responses in a playful manner that does not offend the audience's sensibilities, it can gain traction overnight. On the other hand, inappropriate tweets and corny replies could have the opposite effect on your brand. So how do you make Twitter work for your brand? There are several ways you can use Twitter to upscale your brand. Here are a few. I'm going to give you a few that you might want to consider. The first one is respond to damaging tweets with tact. Respond to damaging tweets with tact. While you might be tempted to ignore uncalled for criticism of your brand by the public, a better strategy is to carefully and respectfully respond to the vitriolic tweets. You will end up winning yourself a few fans in the process. However, when responding to an angry tweet, be careful not to come off as disrespectful or offensive. And the other point I want to make is that take a bold stand. Take a bold stand. In the Twitter world, you cannot afford to sit on the fence. Instead of being neutral, be bold and confront controversy head on. People may vilify you for taking a particular stand, but you will win the respect and trust of many. Stay true to your brand and the culture of your company. Taking a position says you have values you stand for, and you will not sacrifice them at the altar of expediency or conformity. This helps you establish trust and a reputation for integrity, critical attributes of a robust and enduring brand. And the other point is that you need to stay faithful to your message. Stay faithful to your message. If you are under attack by Twitter trolls, make sure your response are within the boundaries of your brand. Also, make sure whatever you tweet about makes sense. However much you may be tempted to veer off the message and give the trolls a piece of your mind, resist the temptation. And next point is, know what is trending. Know what is trending. To harness the power of Twitter and bring it to bear on your brand, stay updated on what's cutting. Find out what the trending topics are so that you can respond promptly and keep your brand relevant. And last point I want to bring to you is enjoy yourself and avoid personalized attacks. Enjoy yourself and avoid personalized attacks. Twitter is a place to have fun and engage in witty social banter. However, the back and forth light messaging has the power to catapult a brand to the top of the table. As you engage in this social media banter, remember to be cautious and respectful, respectful to everyone in the Twitter world. An ill-advised tweet could light up a fire that no tweet can put out. If you make a mistake or in the heat of the moment send an inappropriate tweet, be quick to apologize. After all, behind the witty tweets are real human beings with a heart and a soul. They will forgive you if you're honest and if you come out as truthful. So by knowing your target audience, you get to understand what would be inappropriate. This is my bonus point. Know your target audience and what their do's and don'ts are. You cannot afford to be ignorant or insensitive to the same people that swear by your brand. Brand loyalty is hard to gain, but easy to lose. Pay particular attention to and align tweets with your brand's demographic. Understand the cultural attributes of your target audience and align your social brand marketing strategy accordingly. Building a brand online calls for tact, honesty, and audience sensitivity. Twitter is undoubtedly the most popular social media platform you can leverage on to catapult your brand to the top of the big boys and girls league. If you continue to market yourself aggressively on Twitter, present the right messages, and make sure that you target the right audiences, very soon your brand will be among the top with the rest of the big boys. So until next time, this is Innocent Mwangi saying goodbye.